Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah. What up, motherfuckers?
Hello,
Tinko L, and welcome to Whistle While You Twerk podcast, episode 91.
Episode 91, and my pussy tight like a nun.
Better chew it up like it's gum, then wipe your mouth when you're done.
Ow.
Welcome to episode 91. We got a good episode for you guys today. We saw the VMAs last night. That was so good.
It's better than previous years.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I was actually surprised.
I thought it was going to be a dud because it was going to be on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. But we'll get into that later. All right. But first, we want to start with
some world news.
Yeah, this was very bizarre. Honestly, my biggest fear that aliens are real and the Mexican government showed,
like, paper mache aliens.
Mummified aliens that supposedly have been here for at least 1,000 years.
I feel like I could do a better art project in making an alien.
I mean, they were mummified. It was not... It looked really bad.
Like, I mean, they were like...
And they were, like, tiny.
Yeah. I don't know if I... You believe it?
I mean, I...
You also believed in Bat Boy, Isaiah.
Okay,
and the
but
Esquire.
I was... The National Enquirer.
National Enquirer magazine.
I was a child then. Now I'm an adult with a child's mind.
You're still afraid of Bat Boy.
I need to take a sip. All right.
He's sweating. He's nervous.
Like, this is, like, actual, like, they had a press conference for it. Like, the videos that we saw were from the news, not from someone's YouTube video. Like,
yeah, that's true.
They were actual real videos. And
they
I
say
know.
The Pentagon knows about this.
Yeah, they said everyone knows about it.
They just didn't want the people to know about this because of chaos. And
they said that the aliens, the corpses, came from Peru, which has had a long history of alien
encounters, UFOs.
Well, rumors that aliens have gone to Peru specifically,
and they have, like, drawings, like, that they would, like, draw in caves and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they said they found cave drawings.
And it looks like these aliens. And, like, by the shoulder, it looks like E.T.
Yeah. They look small. They look, like, up to your knee.
E.T.
form. And they, they said that they go to Peru. They love the llamas. that's a joke. They really, that didn't happen. But, you know, speaking of jokes, it was brought to my attention that people did not believe that we had the actual video footage of Madonna rehearsing.
Oh, no, we sure did.
Yeah, we do. Just so you guys know, like, we actually have insider connections. It wasn't, we weren't just, like, lying. We don't lie. We don't just say things just to say
it. Come tap Isaiah on the shoulder and ask him, hey, can I see Madonna?
And I will show you.
The backup dancers with their titties.
Yeah.
Showing.
It wasn't, we weren't lying. We don't lie. If we don't have it, we're not going to say we have it. FYI.
Exactly.
Anywho. So, like, the aliens might be a lie, but this is not my information.
We're just
someone's
journalists.
Telling me this.
We're journalists, so we're just reporting the world news. Okay.
So, yeah. Aliens might be real. The end is near. and now the end is really near.
I feel like the aliens would take me and send me right back. You know all those, like, memes of, like, people getting dropped off from the aliens being, like, they're way too annoying because they're, like, making fun of
right.
the aliens' lisp
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
I feel like they take me and I'm like, I'm just here for the anal probes. Anyway. All right. So what do you got going on this week, my bro?
Me? I have my anniversary this month. That's at the end of the month, September. 7 years with
seven
Robbie.
Years.
Yeah. Getting that 7 year itch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought that was just because of the herpes.
Herpes.
Just kidding. She doesn't have herpes. Just warts.
Yeah, but I don't know. We've been on so many trips this summer that we're not going to do anything that special.
Yeah.
Maybe just get a nice dinner. I don't know.
Zucchini boats.
Have a little sexy time. You
Ew.
Know what I'm saying?
Gross. I'm going to the Renaissance Fair this weekend. It's my first Renaissance fair
Wait,
ever.
Are you going to wear a cape and horns and like be all decked out?
No.
With your dick out?
I'm going to be like, you won't break my hole.
But you have to dress up or you're going to be like sticking out like a sore thumb.
Right. But I'm not, it's my first year. Like it's not, I don't know what it's like really about. You know what I mean? I'm going with a few friends.
Gotta have a sword.
Val was the one that convinced me to go.
I have a sword if you want to borrow it.
The sword is for me to chop my own head off when I get there.
The only thing that catches my eye is the big turkey legs that they walk around holding because they have like those.
I'll make sure to eat one for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Renaissance Fair, that's fun. And this, I got a little penny to pinch.
What's your penny to pinch?
Penny to pinch with Grindr.
Why? What's up? What they doing?
Grindr has fired. Grindr, if anybody doesn't know what Grindr is.
It's Megbo's favorite app.
It's a gay hookup app where you can like see the like, you know, who's near you and you can hook up with them or whatever. It's very like prominent in the gay community. Like almost every homosexual has a Grindr. So
I just like to see penises.
Yeah, I mean
2 feet away.
I saw a conversation of a girl that was on Grindr and like all the gays came after her and they're like, why the fuck are you here? Like da da da. And she's like, I mean, there's bisexual guys on here and I'm the only girl, so I'm gonna get all the attention. Get the fuck out of here. Go to Tinder.
Oh, go to Tinder.
So they fired about half of all of their staff and they gave them, I think, 14 days to agree to either relocate or not quit. They are technically fired, but they don't want to pay the workers, what is it called, unemployment. So what they're doing is, if you don't agree to the relocation of within 2 weeks, we will take that as your resignation.
Oh.
Meaning they're going to take it as they quit so they don't get paid.
That's so sneaky yeah. Between the cheeky.
Yeah.
How appropriate, I mean, of them.
Right? But it just pisses me off because, like, what's going to happen? Am I not going to be able to get my dicks around the corner anymore?
Yeah, what's going to change about it?
I don't know. We don't know anything. Just start a Grindr strike.
But why do they need so many people to run the actual app itself?
Yeah, it's not just like one person, Megan. There's like moderators and like, app designers. You have to continuously keep improving the app. And as a free Grindr user, because I am not going to pay $5.99 a month.
But what do you get access to with that money increase?
I get access to... Oh, you get unlimited access to, like, all the dicks.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. That's,
cause
that's
my,
a good reason.
My limit is only... I'm limited to the miles of dicks.
Wait, why don't you go on one of those, like, sugar daddies? Do you have any of those sugar daddy apps that you go on? Like,
no.
Are you...
Oh, honey,
how come?
Honey, I'm past sugar daddy.
I remember you used to have the Russian you used to go to and go on trips with.
Yes. And
do you still talk to the Russian?
No.
No.
Ever since the whole war with Russia and Ukraine happened, he messaged me. He's like, oh, hope you're doing well. And I was like, hey, hope you're doing well. Like, you know, with that everything happening in Russia. And he was like, I wish not to speak of this. And I was like, okay. And then we literally never spoke again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. More like cockward. Anyway. All right. So, Grindr, get it together because people are going to bounce. You know, there's Sniffies now.
What's that?
Sniffies is another site. Uh-huh. But this is not an app. This is an actual site. And it will show you, like, in proximity, like, on a map.
Uh-huh.
Grindr's not on a map. Grindr's just, like, a bunch of profile pictures, like, lined up top to bottom. And Sniffies is a whole map.
So like Snapchat.
Yes,
so when you go
yes,
to Snapchat
yes.
map, you
so you
can see
like
the
scroll
little
through
emojis.
And you're like, oh, let's see what's going on in this town.
Yeah.
You and you see that. All
Ooh,
yeah.
all the different
and then
emojis.
There's like,
do they have little characters? Like you can create a little.
No, it's your profile picture of whatever you want to post. Oh. It's funny because when I talk to like straight guys about these apps and stuff, they're like, damn, like you guys got it so easy. Like, you know, I feel like straight guys gotta like either, you know, really like work to like get it in. And like for us, it's like, oh, look, a penis. I want it.
Click. 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 It's like online shopping.
Online caulking. All right. But yeah, Grindr, get it together because we're going to bounce. There's Sniffies now. We got Growler. There's Scruff. There is...
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I did OK Cupid once. And I was like on that for years.
Wow. I think OK Cupid's in here too, but I'm not active.
That's
on
like,
it
yeah, at all. That's not like the hot thing anymore.
Right.
Like 15 years ago, back when I met Rob.
The old people are. Well,
7 years
on
ago. OKCupid. Actually, it was 7 years ago. Wow. Literally. Yeah. But I was on it for 3 years prior.
Wow.
To Rob. Honestly, it was his cat that caught my eye. He had a Persian cat in the profile picture, and I always wanted a Persian pussy. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And 3 months into us dating, the cat died. And I was stuck with Rob, but without his cat.
Damn.
You know?
That sucks.
my dreams were ruined.
Rest in peace, Snowflake. Anywho. All right. So, Megan just learned something new.
Well, I've been doing this new makeup hack that Isaias has been showing me because he tells me all the time, you're looking so pale. You look so pale. It's giving, like...
death.
World War II.
Ooh.
Like...
I did not
say pinching
that.
Your cheeks just to get some rouge on your cheeks.
I did not say that.
FYI,
I did not. I said that's what they did back then. And you're like, oh, well, I do that sometimes too. And I'm like, well, instead of that, why don't you just apply some lipstick?
Yeah, so I've been putting
lipstick. That's like the oldest trick in the book.
Lipstick on my cheeks. And then I like brush it out with a brush. And it looks like I'm flushed, hot and bothered, like 24 hours a day. But then when I actually am overheated.
And it lasts all day long.
It does, but when I actually do get overheated, it looks like I'm just straight up angry because my cheeks will be super red.
It'll match the rest of my red face. Yeah. But anyway, and she also learned that her nipples match her lipples.
Yeah, so if you don't know this, your lips, like on your actual lips on your face.
Not your pussy lips.
Well, that too, kind of.
Yeah, it's all three.
It's all three. They match the same exact color as your nipple. Not the areola, don't get confused. The nipple.
Like where the milk comes out of.
The tip, where the little hole is.
Yeah.
That is the exact same color as your lips.
Yeah.
And it's true. Want to see?
No.
I showed you last night. I did. But that's true. So you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's true.
Yeah, it is. It's true for guys, too.
For guys also. So... Go on, take a look down your trousers and then smack your lips and see if they match.
Alrighty, let's dive on in, all right?
Let's dive on into some music news.
We got some music shit going on. The BMAs. We watched it last night.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
And we were not disappointed. Taylor Swift swept the VMAs.
She won everything.
She broke, actually, a VMA record history. She made history with 9 VMA wins, including Video of the Year.
No surprise.
Yeah,
there.
I'm not surprised. For Pantyhero.
Antihero.
Yes.
That's a good song, though. I do like that one.
Is that the one where...
It's me.
Everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm the monster on the hill.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. That's a good song.
She is the problem.
Honestly, she's overrated in my opinion. I don't know. Looks like she's wearing a poopy diaper all the time. She's
I just feel
a
like
sourpuss on her face.
If Taylor and Beyonce had to have a head to head, who's gonna win?
Whose fans are gonna come after her?
The difference is, I feel like Beyonce's fans are gonna physically annihilate Taylor Swift fans, but I feel like Taylor Swift fans are gonna go and like ruin people's lives through the internet.
That's true.
You know, like. Long-term damage.
Ooh, we should do a poll. We should do a poll. Beyonce and Taylor. That would be a really good... remember that claymation?
The Bayhives or the Swifties? Swiffers. A celebrity death match.
Celebrity death match with the claymation. That was Comedy Central, I think, did that.
MTV.
MTV. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of MTV, they should bring back a Taylor and...
Oof, imagine.
Beyonce. That would be so
but,
funny.
But, like, all the fans, like...
Crawl
on top of each other and make a Taylor and make a Beyonce and they all fight each other.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, it was a very good VMA.
Carol G stole the night in terms of performances. Carol G
was the best performance I have seen in years.
Shakira came in a close second. She was great too.
They're both Colombian. It was almost like a pass of the baton for Shakira to Carol G. Shakira got the Video Vanguard Award for like her contribution to her to music.
Well deserved.
And she did a whole medley of songs. It was really she performed great.
Starting from her very first single ever.
No. She started with She-Wolf. Her very first single was like Ojos Así, which was later in the performance. But still, it was a great performance. I do want to point this out, and I will always point this out, because everybody's always got something to say when Britney's putting on a show and lip-singing. Shakira was lip-singing.
Of course she was.
Doja Cat was lip-singing. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion both had playback tracks and decided to sing whenever they wanted to sing.
Cardi B really had no excuse because she didn't even dance, really.
Right, right. Shakira was 100% lip singing, and so was Karol G.
But Shakira was shaking her ass. Right, really right. She was performing.
Yeah.
Really putting on a show, which was killer. It was Cardi phenomenal.
Cardi B was not, and Megan Thee Stallion also, like, she danced more than Cardi B did.
Cardi B was very disappointing because she was in a stiff ass dress that she couldn't move in.
Yeah.
Don't wear a dress like that if you're not going to shake your ass and do a good job.
For sure.
When you have an ass to do that with.
But don't come after Britney and lip singing, because Britney gives you the best performances you have ever seen in VMA history.
Facts.
So fuck you.
Facts.
Anyway, but Shakira did a great job. Karol G did a great job. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Karol G did a great job. Shakira did a great job. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, super disappointed.
Yeah, but Megan actually stole that performance.
Yeah, she did.
And it's was not even her like song.
Like Megan's song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also don't believe lyrics. Pussy tight like a nun. Come on, Cardi. Like,
Cardi, you don't go to church.
You had two kids. You had two kids. There's no way her pussy tight like a nun.
I mean, she probably got tightened up, you know?
Oh, after the kids?
Yeah.
Just tighten that up.
What do they call that?
Like, she definitely did. Because
there's a name for that.
The third stitch. The extra stitch. That's what it is. The extra stitch.
Oh, I'm in stitches.
Ow, that just sounds like it hurts. And then sex afterwards must really hurt. Ow. Because then you got to stretch out again those stitches.
The lyrics don't really sound great if she's saying, my pussy's loose like a sewer.
Yes, you're right. Keep the fans wondering.
Yeah. Is it tight? Is it not? I don't know.
Who knows? We've seen her areolas, though. Do you remember that? Yes. And her areolas were like the size of a pizza pie.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Areola's big like a pie.
You were so mean. That was an accident. She was on like live and accidentally posted something of her tits.
It was a video that she was sending to Offset.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're like, whoa, your nipples are Offset.
They were gigantic.
Yeah, they were. It was like most of the tip.
Yeah, she's like, well, this is what happens when you have kids. So. Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, very disappointing performance.
And she just announced, big news, a world tour.
That's not world tour material. Sorry to let you know.
Yeah, she was a little pitchy.
Yeah, not even that. Pitchy. Not even the pitchiness. Like, the performance was just not good. Like, it wasn't a good performance.
I'm talking about, like, background. It was forgettable.
I almost forgot. If we didn't have it written down here, I almost forgot to say that she performed.
Yeah.
Because I...
Yeah, she performed Vampire, and what was the other one from her new album? Get Him Back.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I wanna get him back. I wanna make him so jealous and I make him feel bad. Oh. But... And she just released her new album, Guts. Anyway, let's keep talking about the VMAs.
Well, we're going to get to... Yeah, we'll get to Guts.
But I was disappointed in her performance, and she should not be doing a world tour. Shame on her management for pushing her. They're pushing her to do a world tour. She just released her second album. Her performances are subpar. And she's only, 19 years old?
Yeah.
And the amount of dates on this tour where I have not even seen you perform at a carnival. And you're going to go on a world tour.
And do like 50-some performances.
58 performances.
Between the span of like February to August.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
That's a lot for a first-time performer. And you've never like done a concert elsewhere.
She's going to be traumatized.
She's only done these live performances. Yeah.
Like Miley Cyrus.
I don't think Miley is traumatized. I think Miley just doesn't want to... For Miley, it's more lucrative for her to sing and release albums than to tour. Because people, I feel like people don't know what to expect at a Miley tour. You know what you're going to expect at a Britney concert. You know what you're going to expect at a Beyonce concert. You know what to expect at a Taylor concert. You're going to buy tickets to that. You don't know what to expect at a Miley concert. Because Miley's always switching and you just don't know what it's going to be.
I saw Miley in concert and I thought she gave one hell of a
show. That was the Bangers tour.
That was, yeah. That
and
was
she so good. Paid for that herself. Yeah, nobody wanted incredible. To back her up.
She flew, made no money from she it. She flew over the audience on a giant hot dog.
So.
Oh, and we almost forgot the biggest thing of the night. NSYNC coming together for the first time with Justin Timberlake in like, what, 20 years?
Timberlake.
What did I say?
Timberlake.
Timberlake.
You always say Timberlake. Always.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake. So, yeah, I was literally screaming at the top of my lungs, NSYNC! NSYNC!
And who knew Isaias loved NSYNC so much?
That was one of my first CDs. It was No Strings Attached. Mm-hmm. And my aunt bought my cousin, who was a girl, and me, NSYNC dolls, like the ones that were like...
On strings, like Puppeteer.
Mannequins?
Puppet Master,
no, not
yeah.
Mannequins. Mariachis? No, that's...
Hold on, don't say anything. It's the marionettes.
Yes. When they did the... No, it wasn't Bye Bye Bye. It was, It's Gonna Be May.
It's gonna be May.
But, anyway...
That was really
I used to like NSYNC a lot, and then, you know, Justin Timberlake built his career off the back of two women and destroyed their reputation.
Yeah, like but, Britney and Janet Jackson.
Who cares? anyway.
But that was a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
They just came out
Taylor
with a new
Swift
song.
Was fangirling.
Was she? Yeah. She was fangirling for everybody, even Lil Wayne. She was like, who knew? She was like such a big Lil Wayne fan. Yeah. She was like singing all his lyrics. And I think she was just having fun last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, she should. Like, she works hard.
Ice Spice was sitting next to her on her phone the entire time. Taylor Swift didn't have her phone out once. She was just enjoying every second of it, being present in the
yeah.
moment.
Because we could see, I was actually annoyed at Ice Spice. Like, she's yeah, behind Taylor phone. Like, and I'm bad like a Bobby. I'm a dog, but I still want to party. Like, no.
You know, I know somebody that just saw Ice Spice and
SZA
perform. Well, Ice Spice didn't perform, but she was there shaking her ass.
Yeah.
And my friend said that very disappointing. She's just some average girl from the Bronx.
Yeah, I
her 15 minutes of fame are going to be up probably
no,
in a few
you
years.
Think so?
Just like nothing special.
All her rapping sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
To me. All right, let's move on into Guts, the new Olivia Rodrigo album.
Her sophomore album. About 2 years ago, she put out Sour, which was her debut album. It was considered one of the best breakup albums of our generation.
I loved Sour.
I love Sour, too. I still, to this day, listen to all the songs on it. Even the slow ones that are like ballads. Like One Step Forward, Two Steps Back, one of my favorites.
Love it was a good,
beautiful
a
album.
Now,
this one, Guts, I mean, it's just Sour 2.0.
Yeah.
It's, some of the songs I like All American Bitch, it started with, I love that song. I thought it was great.
Well, All American Bitch is literally, they stole Miley Cyrus's song from when Miley Cyrus was like 12 or 13 called Start All Over.
It's the same melody?
It's the same exact melody. Oh like, God. Everybody realized. I remember driving
you
home.
You should, like, combine the two and make a TikTok.
I'm sure it's already out there. Because everyone's talking about it.
Oh.
I was driving home listening to the album for the first time, and I was like,
"What is this?
Wait, what song is this?" And I couldn't remember because the song was released so long ago. Miley was like 12 years old. She was still Hannah Montana at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What song is this? What song? And then I saw a TikTok, and somebody else actually remembered it.
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh yes, 100%." Anyway, Olivia.
Everything old is new again, as they always say, which is very, very true.
But yeah, I wasn't a fan of Guts.
I liked a couple songs.
Literally.
Lacey was really good. Lacey, oh Lacey, skin like puff pastry. I was like, stop, these lyrics are adorable. I thought it was adorable, the lyrics.
I'm just not into...
Skin like puff pastry. That's like me. I'm
raw,
supple and plump.
Raw puff pastry before it's cooked.
Raw puff pastry. so funny. There was another song on that too. It starts with an L.
Pasty. Oh, pasty. Your skin's like raw pastries. what was the other song you said?
It was, I think it's not called Lonesome. It's called It starts with an L. On the album.
I don't know. I wasn't...
I just showed it to you. And I was like, oh, I like this song.
It wasn't Lacey?
No. It's another song.
Oh, Logical.
Logical. That was a good one.
Love Is Embarrassing was good. Get Him Back.
Get Him Back.
Yeah. But other than that, like, it was three or four songs.
Songs that I liked.
And that's it.
That's and the rest just reminded me of a Sour that didn't make that album cut.
Right. Right. And they're pushing her to make this a world tour.
Oof. Oh. Yeah, but she's going to do Sour.
Yeah,
it's going to be a Sour slash this.
But the tour is called Guts. It's the Guts World Tour.
Well, she's got some real guts. Yeah, even trying to pull that to off. This. Hey, you never know. Give her a chance. She deserves a chance, right?
Megan, this is a bad move. Anybody can see that this is a
bad move.
She's
going to get burnt out.
She's going to get burnt out so fast. She's never done this before.
And we're not going to get an album for another 3 years because it took 2 years to do this one.
We're lucky if she doesn't end up with an addiction of some sort trying to like cope with how hard this is going to be.
Like Lady Gaga doing cocaine, just pumping out the singles back in the day.
That's fine.
Yeah, but she got over it. She was doing fun. Yeah, she put on a good show. I saw Lady Gaga in concert, and that was during Fame Monster days.
That was during her cocaine.
And that was her
best performance that she could give.
When I say it was the best show I ever saw, she gave one hell of a show. And she 100% was cracked down on something.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
If you're going to move like that for like 2 hours,
you need cocaine.
You need
it.
You
probably was in her water.
There you go. Probably.
No, stop, guys. Don't do drugs unless you're Lady Gaga. But anyways, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion released her new song Bongos.
Bongos, finally. Yeah. Cardi B has really been slacking in terms of putting out new music.
You know,
and I feel like they're not hitting the singles that she's been putting out. Like she put one out on the floor with Lotto. Nobody's talking about it.
But also, they're not her song. She's a feature.
Well, Bongos, I think, is Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion is the feature.
Right. Yeah.
But it's kind of Megan's song because she did a wonderful job performing it last night. She did.
That's the one where she was like, eat this ass like a plum, this pussy tight like a nun, but it chew it up like it's gum, then wipe your mouth when you're done. I'm hot like Nevada, pussy real tight pinatas. Anyway. But yeah, it's mid.
They're trying to do WAP all over again. Yeah,
but it's a flop.
Exactly. Ow.
And, all right. And then Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red.
I said what I said. I'd rather eat anus instead. Eat anus instead? Yes. LOL, stop. You're ridiculous.
So she has...
Made history. Yeah. Kind of.
No, it's not history. Well, You throw these words out very loosely.
So that song, Paint the Town Red, that came out, I want to say it was like a month and a half ago. That's the first rap song in years to hit number one on the charts.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the last song that was number one.
WAP. Probably.
WAP. You think that's considered rap? I guess.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably was the last one.
Beat it up. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard.
Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel. While it's inside. Spit in my mouth. Look at my eyes. Pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
You're telling me that's not rap?
Yo, I'm like sweating. I was like, that was fun.
I can't believe you actually knew all the words.
I know. Let's do that at karaoke one night. Woo! I thought we would kill it. I'll be Cardi. You be Megan, though.
Okay. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, good for Doja Cat, but she's still getting a lot of heat from like her comments that she made about not wanting her fan base.
Yeah, she was so mean to her fans. She was like, you don't know me.
Yeah,
no, I don't know you.
She's like, I don't care about you guys. I don't want you to be my fans. Like, you can
move. We're not friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so rich. She lost 400,000 followers. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Anyway. I am followed her.
Alrighty, let's move on from music into
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies on strike.
Speaking of which,
this is a big deal. Yeah. So, Drew Barrymore, she has her talk show, The Drew Barrymore Show, on what is that, CBS, I think?
I don't know. It is CBS.
And she is coming back for season 4.
She's crossing the picket line.
Next week, yeah. Oh. 3 of her writers are, you know, picketing and they're on strike. and she's going on without them.
They even had like 15 people protesting, striking in front of the
CBS studios. Yeah, in front
of the studios. That's really messed up.
It is so messed up. And she's saying, you know what? That's my own choice. Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to talk about...
get her the fuck off of SAG.
Drew Barrymore.
You lose your SAG membership. Yeah. Isn't that what the rules are?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, she's saying you can't... she's like, we're not going to be talking about film and promoting things.
It doesn't matter. There's writers that are out of work that are now going to be working at your show while other writers are out of work.
Meanwhile, didn't she in May pull out of the MTV video...
And television
and movie awards. Television and movie awards. Yeah,
she did.
She was supposed to be hosting that host gig. And now
she's here coming back.
Being the first.
That's fucked up.
Because the show must go on. That's fucking rude. No. She put out a statement and a lot of people were like on her side about it. But I bet Fran Drescher's pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
And Annie.
Like you're defeating the whole fucking purpose. Yeah. You should be fucking striking too, asshole. What the fuck? Yeah, it is your choice. And it's my choice to call you an asshole for doing that.
I know.
That's fucked up. That means there's also going to be people working on that set that are not members. That are working on that set and crossing the picket line. Yikes. They're scabs.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore, you're a fucking scab. How dare you?
Drew's boobs droop.
And I don't even feel now bad for Megan saying that.
No, we don't feel bad now for saying that. Me and Isaiah, when it first started, she was like rioting about something and was like screaming with a picket sign. And me and Isaiah were like, what is she saying? Drew's boobs droop.
But we stopped saying that for a minute. But you know what? Now.
That's going to be your new nickname.
Drew's boobs droop. All the way to the floor. All right. So, Megan, you watched this show that you want to talk about.
Okay. So, I watched two things this week. One of them was a series on Netflix. It's a Turkish series, and it's called Who Were We Running From? And it's about a mother-daughter, and they're, like, on the run, and they're, like...
Who are we running from?
They're staying at, like, these fancy five-star hotels, and it's just so interesting. They're just, like, constantly, like, hiding from people, and we find out, like... Little by little. There's only like 7 episodes, I think.
Okay.
So it goes by pretty fast. Like the first night I watched it, I watched 4 episodes.
So I watched, I think, an episode or two of this show. I couldn't get into it.
It took me a little bit to get into it, but...
If I gotta watch 4 episodes of something to be like, oh, now I can start to get into this as
I just much. Thought the girl was so beautiful in it. The one that played the daughter.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous. And then the mom is the one that's kind of... The one, we don't know how they have all this money. It was suspenseful. It was a suspenseful series. If you're just looking for something to watch, it's not made in the U.S., so it's a Turkish. I changed the subtitles and all
so, that. So, sounds like you were loving the show.
It was okay. It was just...
Who were we running from? I'm running from that show. I'm running in the opposite direction from that show.
I'm the worst at describing TV shows.
So I watched, also on Netflix, because that show was on Netflix. Who Were We Running From was on Netflix. And I watched Who Is Aaron Carter. Not Aaron Carter, which you wrote here, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's Aaron.
Aaron, E-R-I-N.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
She wrote Aaron Carter like the pop star that died.
I was like, why is he watching this?
So
like
who is Aaron Carter? And so good. So good.
Is it a movie?
It's a show.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix. And it's this woman gets caught with her daughter in the middle of a supermarket robbery. And the guys robbing the supermarket recognize her somehow of something, from somewhere. And they're trying to get her. And she's like, this has all these like fighting skills and stuff. We don't know how. We don't know where.
Yeah.
But I know something's starting right now. It's really, really good. It's on Netflix. It's called Who Is Aaron Carter?
It kind of sounds like the show I was watching. It sounds very similar.
Oh, except no running anywhere and from the show.
No, they are running. They're running from hotel to hotel because someone will recognize them and then they have to leave and go to a different hotel.
This one, it's, I feel like it's almost like the cartel is chasing this person.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she changed her name, like shit like that.
Yeah.
Very good. It's called Who is Erin, E-R-I-N, Carter.
Not to be confused with
Erin the Pop Star.
With the late Erin Carter. Okay, and I watched a movie. This one was really, really good. It's actually 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you know that it's good when. It's on Prime, and the reason that it caught my eye was Bette Midler, who's Winifred from Hocus Pocus.
Hello!
My name's Winifred! What's yours? Bette Midler was in this, so I was like, gotta watch it, because she's just like my all-time fave. It's called Sitting in Bars, Eating Cake.
Okay.
Now, it's about two young girls, and one of them, she's a baker, and her other best friend kind of dares her and tells her, I want you to, like, bring your delicious cakes and bring them to bars, because she doesn't like drinking, but she wants to meet somebody. And so she's like, you know, just bring your cakes to bars and just eat your cake, you know, if that's what you want to do. And so she does this for a year, but then the friend who, like, kind of dared her to do this, she gets, like, a terminal illness. So it really takes a sad turn. And I thought it was so great. And Bette Midler plays, like, this honcho boss and is very funny, but also, like, very, like, sincere. And it was really... I was crying by the end. I literally was, like, watching this, and I'm like, why am I crying? And Rob's like, because it's a sad movie. And I was like, this really is sad.
Yeah, it's not...
But it was 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's on Prime.
Okay.
So if you want to watch a trending movie right now, it just came out in 2023. So
maybe I'll watch it.
It's relevant. Sitting in bars, eating cake. Yeah. I thought it was really, really, really well done. But it just, like, why did the best friend have to get a terminal illness and I had to take that turn? I was like, man, now it's sad.
I feel like that's, like, sounds like a line from, like, a Cardi B song. Sitting in bars, eating cake. Gonna wipe mouth like a slate.
It does kind of sound like that.
Get home because it's kind of late. So yeah, I saw on Netflix Gerald's Game. Now, this is an older movie by a couple of years. It's not like so old, but it is so, it's like a mind fuck.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay.
It's a mind fuck. And it's this husband and wife go away to like a cabin for like a romantic weekend away.
And sexy time.
He handcuffs her to the bed. Okay. To, like, you know, role play.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
And dies of a heart attack.
Oh, shit. Who does?
The husband.
Oh, so she's locked up?
So she's locked up.
Oh, no.
In a cabin. And the nearest person is over half a mile away.
This is making me nervous. At least I could scream for Rob's mother.
She screamed. She screamed.
I'm like fucking stuck to his bed.
Except not even like that. Like complete, her hands were completely stretched out on both sides.
Yeah, usually my legs too. Mine's the legs and the hands. And I would probably have to scream for his mother.
At least there's like someone who would eventually hear you.
Find me.
Even if the house was empty, a neighbor would hear you or something. No.
Oh my God.
It was such a mind.
This is scary.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a thriller. God. It was a thriller. So, like, now, you know, who knows how long she's there without water, without food, with... And then a dog comes in the house. Like, a stray dog.
Oh, God.
Breaks in the house. That's all I'm gonna say.
Wait, is it a mean dog?
It's not a chihuahua.
It's a German shepherd type?
It literally is a German shepherd.
That's my biggest fear. I don't like big dogs like that.
Just letting you know. I thought it was it's a mind fuck.
I could never watch this because I'd be terrified. All right, since we're talking about
I literally
movies,
had to cover my eyes at one point. Oh my God!
Wait, it reminds me of, I just watched a movie. I think it was on Max, but it's an old movie. And it was
Hotel
a horror
for
movie.
Dogs.
No, it was Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I never saw that before. And it's with
Evan Hemsworth
is in it.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
That's the brother, right, of Miley's ex?
Yes.
Okay,
Liam is Miley's ex.
Oh, my God. That movie was so scary, but it's from, like, 15 years ago.
Cabin in the Woods.
But it ends up they're on a TV show. But it wasn't a TV show. They're like, have to, it's like a sacrifice to the gods.
Right.
Where they had to kill somebody.
No, thank you, man.
But there's like everything. Oh, so good. That's on Max. Cabin in the Woods. Great horror movie. I thought it was so well done.
But yeah, Gerald's Game on Netflix. Check it out. It's a mind fog.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds scary. Oh my God.
My mom saw it. She's like, I didn't like it. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it wasn't it. She's like, I was like so uninterested, I started cleaning the house.
Oh.
I was like, okay, Mom.
Okay, Mom.
Meanwhile, me and Alex are here covering our eyes, like screaming, ah, no!
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on into, ooh, this is good. Celebrity gossip!
Gosh, gosh, be gosh, please be with you and with you.
So, That 70s Show star.
Hanging out down the street. Same old thing that we did last week.
Why did you take this rock song and turn it into like a Hilary Duff song from 1992?
So That 70s Show sitcom star, Danny Masterson,
yes,
was sentenced.
He played Hyde, the curly hair guy.
Stephen Hyde.
Yeah. Was sentenced to 30 years to life.
The maximum sentence for raping two different women.
Yeah. And it is disgusting.
And it probably was more women, but yeah, these are just the two that he got
now he's a Scientologist.
Found guilty for.
It's very hard to convict someone of rape, and even harder when they're a Scientologist, because they kind of play by their own laws.
Like, yeah, like, they wanted to do this whole courts in their Scientology courts.
You're not allowed to, if you're a Scientologist, Megan, you cannot tell on someone. You have to come to the Scientologist and say, oh, they did this to me. Handle it. And then they handle it. But if you go to the cops, you are excommunicated from the church, from your family, from your friends, from everything. You're literally exiled.
One of the women that got him his sentencing, she's a Scientologist, a former Scientologist herself. I don't know if both of these ladies are, but
yes, they
he
are.
Was blaming Leah Remini. From King of Queens.
Yeah, Leah Remini.
He was blaming her for being the orchestrator behind all of this. And Leah Remini was at this court sentencing.
Leah Remini.
Oh, Remini. And she left with these girls.
The girl... So Leah Remini was part of the church still when these rapes took place.
Yeah.
The girl...
Because it was between the years of 2001 and 2003.
The girl
so this was 20 years ago.
Thanked Leah Remini for not standing in the way of... Like, she literally said, like, thank you, Leah Remini, for, like, letting me go through when I said I needed to say something to the cops. And you just, like, she kind of, like, stood by and was like, you do you, girl. Like, you know. And this was before Leah Remini left.
And it was a fight
the Church
to
of
get out. And they came after her.
You almost never get out. They ruin you.
Yeah.
They destroy your reputation, everything.
She told all. She put out TV shows. Like, didn't she have a TV show where she told all about
it? It was like a documentary
series. Yeah, I remember. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Really, they hide a lot of things.
John Travolta's in that.
I know.
Kirstie Alley was in that.
And she died. They don't believe in medicine.
Right.
So, Kirstie Alley died of cancer, colon cancer, but, you know, was untreated. And she could have been living. She died at 63 years old. That's not even old.
She wanted to see Zulululululu, or whatever the fuck they call their god. What do they call their god? Xanthium gum?
I don't know. It's like the aliens that the Mexican government found. Literally.
In Peru.
That's who they believe.
With the llamas.
They do believe that.
Let me see. Who do the Scientologists believe in? I think it's like Xanthium gum or something like that.
Zoolander.
Each person is an... A Scientologist believe each person is an immortal being, a force that believers call a thetan. Thetan? Thetan. Like T-H-E-T-A-N. Thetan. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Well, I mean, it's a secret society cult, so when you have millions of dollars, they're gonna accept you.
Yeah. That's how they forgive you. When you do something, you give them millions of dollars, and it's forgiven.
Yeah.
Like, his rape was forgiven until the girl went to the cops.
Yeah, the actual courts.
Okay, the Church of Scientology states that it has no set dogma or God, and allows individuals to come to their own understanding of God. In Scientology, everyone is their own god.
Yeah, they're pretty much all bad people.
This is a fucking ridiculous
joke. All bad people. Because remember even Kirstie Alley, before she died, she like said some really rude homophobic and racist things.
Yeah.
Do you remember about the diversity in the awards for the Oscars?
Right.
And she was like against it. And yeah. She was like, why does that have to be like race and all that? Why does that have to be included in...
Shut the fuck up, Kirstie Alley. Go smoke a cigarette.
The award. Yeah, it was so rude and unnecessary.
Yeah, but whatever. It is what it is. She dead now. Rest in peace with Zulululululu.
I used to love the Look Who's Talking movies.
I know, me too. Those are my favorites. All right. So, ask the whole reason is that we're talking about this is like, yes, Danny Masterson is going to jail for 30 years to life, but Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, went to defend him and defend his character.
I mean, they wrote letters after he was found guilty. So in between the found guilty and his sentencing, Mila and Ashton, who are married and they met on the set of That 70s Show with Danny Masterson. So they're long-term friends. Remember,
Mila Kunis was 14.
She was 14 and Ashton was 20. Yeah. And he, even Ashton, there's like interviews of him saying disgusting
stuff,
really gross, even about Hillary Duff. That's my girl. You get your hands off my girl. You know what I'm saying?
They say she's one of the rudest celebrities you can meet.
Yeah, no, Ashton is one of the rudest.
And Hillary.
No, you're so lying. Don't make people think that. It's not funny.
She's literally like so mad right now. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hillary Duff's an angel face.
So Ashton and Mila Kunis wrote a letter to the judge basically saying
they're just trying,
we no longer think he's a threat to society. What the fuck? It doesn't matter about now. He has to pay for the shit that he already did. The girl says she can't, the girl who won this case,
yeah,
says she cannot take a shower properly because she went through like what he did. She said that as soon as she got there to the party at his house, they gave her a drink. And she said within like 10 minutes, she started like feeling weird.
Drugged, yeah.
And she ended up throwing up on herself.
Oh my God.
So Danny Masterson threw her in the shower and then dragged her from the shower to his bed. And then she said when she came to, trigger warning, when she came to, he had already penetrated her.
Yeah.
And somebody came, like she tried to like push him off and he was like, oh, you like that? Like, you know, fucking weird rapist shit. And that somebody came knocking at the door. And he took a gun out of his nightstand, his side night table. And didn't point it at her, but like laid it a foot away from her body. And when the person went away, he put it back. And when she tried to like reach for the gun, put her hand in the drawer, he started slamming the drawer in her hand.
Oh my God.
And, you know, whatever. Scary. She said she woke up. He was no longer, like, the next morning she woke up. He was no longer there. When she left, as she's, like, walking out, she said that his friend was still there and basically, like, kind of, like, walked her out. And she said she got home. She had no panties on. She's like, that's how I knew for sure it wasn't a dream or anything. Like, she said she had no panties on and she was not going to show up to this party without panties. And but yeah, really disturbing stuff. And again, it's not the first person. So after the Scientology thing happened, she had a child, right? Later on, Danny Masterson paid another kid from her school that her kid was going to go up to the kid and say, your mommy is a slut. Your mommy is lying. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. And it was disturbing. Disturbing shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad person.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher and...
Now, they weren't... It was also the parents from That 70s Show. There were other celebrities also, but no one gives a fuck. They're coming after the fame people, the famous.
Yeah, Taryn Manning, who is from Orange is the New Black. She's Pennsylvania. Y'all
need
Jesus.
She's the one from like 2 weeks ago, like a month ago.
That was eating buttholes.
The married man's asshole.
Yes.
And she was like, when the wife came after me, I was like, well, he's asking for it.
He likes it.
He likes it. I'll do it.
So she posted a video.
Disgusting. defending him.
Defending him and saying, like, he's going to jail for 30 years, da da da. And when she received backlash for it,
she did another video.
And was like, you guys are haters and demons. Look, I'm here making a video giving empathy for someone who's going to jail for 30 years. And you guys are just, here you go, saying the things that you say. You're haters and demons. You guys say I'm drunk or I'm on this or I'm on that. I'm deaf. I'm 80% deaf. That's why I talk like this. Da, da, da.
She probably is deaf and drunk and on something.
Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah, disgusting behavior for you to be defending this guy.
Come on, Pensatucky. We thought you had more to it.
Yeah. I thought she was like
a good person.
A good person, and she just eats butthole once in a while. Don't we all?
Don't we all? At least I do.
I don't.
I do.
But yeah, disgusting Danny Masterson. You deserve to go to jail for 30 years. And this should serve an example. Nobody is going to be able to get away with this shit.
Yeah. I just can't get over how bad the apology video. So when Ashton and Mila, when it came into the, you know, headlines that they made these letters to the judge, that of course they know that these things are going to get leaked. So they had to be prepared that this was going to happen. Of course. Like, they know how it works in the industry and things like that, and even the courts. Their apology video was so bad. It was like they were both were on two different energies.
Yeah.
It was like Ashton was actually trying to pretend to speak from the heart, and Mila was just so clearly reading a script.
Yeah.
And, like, even that video that they put out, which it was 58 seconds long, really, that 58 seconds... Both actors, they couldn't do it 60 more times to find a decent video that could at least defend what they're trying to say. Like, I would never write.
They have nothing to defend.
Even if it was my, like, and here's something. I have a very close friend that wrote a sentencing letter before. So kind of in the same situation. Now, the courts didn't leak this, but this friend of mine told another friend of mine that she did this for somebody who, was
this the person that had sex with the dog?
No. Oh. No, no, that's somebody else. But it was a teacher that was found guilty of having sexual relations with a student.
Oh, wait, I remember you sending me this article.
Yes. She was on People magazine.
I remember.
Because it was a female teacher.
Right.
And she had a son who was 10 years old. Her ex-husband... she was like one of those townies, and she never left high school, but she became a teacher and stayed in the same high school that she grew up in. Her mother was a teacher at that high school. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, she married two teachers from that high school, divorced one of them, and the one that is actually the father of their son is like the board of ed of that town. It was a fucking mess, Isaiah. So when I say it was a mess, but this was an advisor of my club. You know what I mean? So yeah. I worked closely with this person, and somebody I know wrote a letter to defend her character. It's a character letter.
Yeah.
Bad taste.
Yeah.
And you know what? I judge her for it.
Every day.
Every day. Every damn day.
I wake up judging her. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. The person who, the girl who was having the affair, she told her parents 10 years later. And then this is how it snowballed into.
Oh, so this was years ago.
Years ago.
Got it.
And then she grew up a little bit and told her parents. And her parents and her came
and she
after.
Was already above age when she told her parents.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
I guess she had to go to therapy.
So Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, backing up Danny Masterson. So is Taryn Manning. But Christina Ricci... is not.
So Christina Ricci, she was pretty much saying, like, saying, like, how could Ashton and Mila do this? They're still bad people and they're still guilty.
So she didn't say their names, but it was evident that she was talking about
directed
them.
Towards them. And she's saying, even if this person you think is a good person, they still did these things. Meaning they're still bad.
Right. They're a good person to you.
To you.
But you weren't raped by them.
Yeah. And they're still considered bad people.
Yeah.
You know, so don't forget that. I feel like I should find exactly what she said.
Yeah, let's see.
Because it was so well written. All right, so we found it. So Christina Ricci put on her story a statement that reads, quote, So sometimes people we have loved and admired do horrible things. They might not do these things to us, and we only know who they were to us, but that doesn't mean that they didn't do the horrible things. And to discredit the abused is a crime. People we know as, quote, awesome guys, unquote, can be predators and abusers. It's tough to accept, but we have to. If we say we support victims, meaning women, children, men, boys, then we must be able to take this stance.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with
Well said, Christina Ricci. She was from the Wednesday series, and she was from a lot of things. Sleepy Hollow, Mermaid, Casper.
How the fuck are you not going to say Casper?
Casper was so good.
She was in the new show, Yellow Jackets, so fucking good.
Yeah. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, fucking disgusting of these people.
Yeah, what a nightmare for Ashton and Mila. Talk about ruining your careers in a 58-second video.
Yeah.
58 seconds it took for them to ruin their career.
All right, so moving on to that, to another one, someone else that's in hot water, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. This is giving Ellen DeGeneres vibes. So Jimmy Fallon is...
And for those who are wondering, I am on my fourth White Claw.
Oh, I am on number two, about to go on to number three. Wow, I'm keeping up. Hold on, I'm going to check
this. Stop, you're double fisting and you haven't even finished that one. Stop, you're drinking out of both cans. Oh, she's going to throw up.
No, I'm not.
Should we take a shot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, all so right. While
let's
I say
a shot. Hold on. We have vodka here, and we have actual glass shot glasses today.
That are Britney Spears themed.
Yes. Alexa, thank you so much. My friend Alexa got me these.
Give me a baby one, because this is really my second of the day. Oh,
she had one for breakfast.
I had one for breakfast. I say it's just
Yeah, that's yours. So one says it's Britney bitch, and the other one is Britney's autograph. All right.
Tinkle. See how it goes down nice and easy for me. I already had my. I'm already drunk. Ooh.
That's where you're acting out of pocket.
Wait, last night, me taking my shirt off and whipping you, being like, give me another shot! Because you wouldn't give me anymore.
Because you were zon. You had three shots at that point. You were done. I mean, you ended up passing out. You only had like four White Claws.
It was during the VMAs. I took my shirt off and I started whipping Isaias with the shirt.
I was like, oh my God, this is giving me flashbacks to when I was in football.
In the locker room. Naked in the locker room. I'm like spanking him with a fucking shirt.
Anyways, all right. So Jimmy Fallon is accused of, as we're taking a shot, he was accused of showing up to work drunk.
Yeah, alcoholism.
And having a toxic work environment.
Yes. And there's talks that Tina Fey might even be replacing him.
I don't think she will.
Why not?
That's her buddy. That's her friend. Could you imagine?
How do you know? They're buddies. They did SNL together. Yeah, you could still be a coworker and still...
If you do, there's two things in this world.
I think it would be really wrong of Tina Fey not to do it, and I'll tell you why. It's fucking about damn time for a woman to do The Tonight Show. And who's going to do a better job than Tina Fey? Who's more deserving than Tina Fey? Nobody. And get this drunk off and put Tina Fey in his seat. It's been 10 years.
In 5 years, we're going to find out that Tina Fey has had issues and she's doing cocaine under the desk.
She's a bossy pants. She wrote that book, Bossy Pants. It was a great book. I read it back when it came out.
I don't know. I feel like there's two things in this world that if you do with someone, you have to remain friends. SNL and S&M.
No, I think that Tina Fey would be wonderful in The Tonight Show. And there hasn't been a woman doing that since Joan Rivers.
Okay.
With Johnny
Tina
Carson.
Fey is Joan Rivers? Or even in that
caliber?
Yes. No?
Back Isaias. Back then, she really wasn't
You know
anybody.
Who should be doing
Can you
it?
Listen to me?
You know who should be doing it?
What?
Chelsea Handler.
No.
She should be doing The Tonight Show. Oh my God, she'd be great.
No. Let me tell you, 30
and,
Rock. All right,
you know what? Also,
30 Rock. Hello,
Tina Fey,
it's NBC.
The vibe is also very like friendly. Like, hey, how are you? And Chelsea Handler is very much like, sucked the dick.
Yeah, let's drink. No, I think Tina Fey would be amazing, and I would be totally down for her being the next. But here's the thing: Johnny Carson loved Joan Rivers so much that he shared the stage with her to be. And if he couldn't do the show, Joan Rivers did the show. And then Joan Rivers got her own talk show, and she left Johnny Carson. She called Johnny Carson. She told him. He hung up on her. Never spoke to her again. Blacklisted her from every network, including NBC. You'll never find anything Joan Rivers on NBC.
Same.
Because Johnny Carson blacklisted her. He was like, how could this woman do this to me?
Facts.
Hung up on her. I would have done the same thing. And never talked to her again.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I would have done the same thing, just so you know.
Now it's time for a woman to come and really do it for real.
I don't think she's going to do it.
And then Joan Rivers' husband committed suicide very quickly after that.
Damn.
And she was really
ridiculed because of it.
Not only ridiculed. Something about it was like the husband's fault that things, because he would flip out on things. I don't even know, but it was just bad. Bad time. But Joan Rivers got her career back.
Wow.
After all that. But it took Fashion Police and Celebrity Apprentice to get there.
Really?
That was when she came back. Yeah.
Wow.
And I met Joan Rivers during Celebrity Apprentice. And I stopped and talked to her. She held my hand. And she's like, oh my God, I just love you. Who are you?
The amount of times that you have said this story on this podcast.
But I think about this moment all the time. And I really think I, as an 18-year-old who stopped and knew who she was, she was so touched that I was a young person that knew who she was.
She's crying, you guys.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, I think that we both in that moment, it was like a big change. Because then later that day, it was at Tavern on the Green. I know, I was like fancy back in the day. I was at a party with John Stamos.
She's a slob kebab now.
Oh, no, I'm like Anna Nicole Smith. John Stamos was at the party. Carol Kane was at the party, but Joan Rivers saw me for a second time. She stopped and sat at the table with me and all the young people.
Wow.
Because she recognized me, and I was like, I'm Joan Rivers' friend. Hello. Cool. I know, it's just a little quick story on the side.
Just a little quick story that she repeats every couple weeks.
Because people need to remember, I know Joan Rivers, we were friends. And when she died, it was like the saddest day of my life. And yeah, Jimmy Fallon, it's time for you to go. I'd be totally okay with him leaving. And
so yeah, he's toxic work environment. I've seen videos of him interviewing people, and he's clearly very drunk.
You think so?
Megan, he's slurring his words.
It's also a creative space. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
It's a creative space, but you're on national television. It's live now.
I know, yeah.
You drink backstage. You don't have alcohol in your coffee cup on the desk.
You think he was doing that? Oh, no. Yeah,
I remember he was interviewing somebody. I can't remember his name. And he's literally like, oh, yeah, you know, you didn't that thing, right?
Oh, no.
It was like that. It was like that. Yeah.
Yikes.
And the guy's like, yeah, I did that. He's like, well, yeah, pretty great. Yeah. Pretty great. Yeah, I love it. It was like that. He was very drunk.
Oh, no. Yeah, time for you to go. If you can't handle the stress, get off of the desk.
God.
Was that bad rhyming?
She tried.
I tried. It was the shot.
She ate, but she left crumbs. All right. And then Al Pacino.
Who just had a baby at the age of, what, 89?
902. His
baby mama.
Baby mama. We got baby mama drama over here.
She just filed for full custody of this baby because clearly he's senile.
He probably can't even hold the baby. Actually.
Does it really surprise you, though, that she's still in full custody?
I'm surprised he can hold his penis up and pee.
Wait, someone told me that when you're 89, there's no way you can get have sex like that.
That's a lie.
Like, there's no way.
That's not possible, Megan.
I don't know. I was talking with a bunch of people about this.
Who's a bunch of people?
A bunch of men.
So, here's the thing.
And they said there's no way at 89 they'd be able to have a baby. There's no way. You can't even, like, get it up.
You take Viagra.
They said there's no way.
Megan, of course there's a way. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's a willie, there's a way. Who knows if he had frozen sperm?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They said it definitely had to have been artificial insemination.
No.
They said 100%. They said there's no way.
Hey, Google, can you have sex at 90 years old? Many seniors still enjoy their sexuality into their 80s and beyond.
Yeah, sexuality doesn't mean that they can penetrate.
Unlike some myths suggest, sex isn't just for the young. I don't know.
Actually, they say in nursing homes you get all the STDs and they're all fucking...
I told you that.
Yeah, but they all have dementia and they're all like licking
they
each
other. They
forgot.
They got herpes.
Oh my God.
And now they're passing it all around and everybody's forgetting.
I bet they have porn on full blast. And they can't hear because they can't hear. So the nurses walk past their little rooms and you hear like,
And they're like, oh, they're just watching anime. Anyway, and then, all right, Ariana Grande, she just posted a video yesterday for Vogue. She did some videos for Vogue on social media, and she started getting emotional because she said that she has, which I've already known, and everybody's already known, she's, first of all, Ariana Grande is in her Caucasian era.
Now she wants
to be white, just like the Kardashians. Now the Kardashians are getting all their fillers taken out, their butt implants taken out, their titties are getting small, they're in their white, their Caucasian era. They want to be white for the next 10 years until they're ready to appropriate somebody else's ethnicity. So Ariana Grande,
because they're accused of blackfishing all the time, right?
Yeah, 100%. And they have been, and now they're only all dating white guys. All of their bodily features are tiny because they're in their white era.
Yeah, why do they do that? They all date the same types of men, right? And then they go after a different...
100%.
Yeah, why do they do that? Is it Kris Jenner that makes them do this?
Yeah. Probably 100%. Kylie Jenner and...
Timothy Chalamet.
Shamalamala Ding Dong are together. Anyway.
Ariana Grande and Travis. From Blink-182.
Yeah, they're in their Caucasian era. So... Ariana Grande said for years, which we've already known, she has had lip fillers and Botox and fillers on her face. And now she looks completely different. And she started getting emotional. And she's saying, oh, you know what? Like, will I maybe get a facelift at 40, in 10 years, which will be when she's 40? She's like, yeah, maybe. Bitch, stop. That's my idea.
Wait, first of all, I'm looking at your face right now. You don't have any wrinkles on your face.
Because I'm in my Latino era.
You really don't. So your skin is tight like a drum.
Black don't crack. Brown don't frown. Asian don't reason.
White.
Crack.
You crack.
Yeah.
Like my forehead.
Crack is whack. I don't do that stuff.
I don't do that stuff.
Whitney Houston, rest in peace. Love you,
girl. I love Whitney.
R&B. I love seeing videos of
her
Whitney
and Bobby
cracked out.
And
like,
with Bobby.
Look at this! She's just like...
Yeah, like, her and Bobby. Out. Like, that was a toxic relationship, but, like, they were in love.
As long as they were high, everything was
They were in fine. Love. What I love when they're shopping, and she, like, has... Do you like these glasses on? And they're, like, literally jamming with the glasses in the store. And they were like, come on, baby, let's go eat. And she puts them back. And she's like, okay.
All right. So, yeah, Ariana Grande, girl, do you, like... Low key, who cares? You're already a home wrecker. You're wrecking homes left and right.
And I don't like Ariana Grande anymore. No, same. I'm sick of her. I'm ready for her to move on. Thank you, next. Yeah.
All right. Enough of talk about Ariana Grande. And now it's time for
everybody's favorite segment, the Britney notification of the week. Yeah. All right. My turn to shuffle.
No, it was. You're the reader. I'm picking. No, you're reading.
I read the last time.
Oh, wait. Sorry. My bad.
So, as Isaiah always likes to do a little recap, these oracle cards are not negative. They're not to tell your future. They are to just give some positive feedback on what is the present or the future of whatever we're going to be talking about, which is Britney. So let's put all that Britney energy into these cards. And let's see what she's been going through. Isaias, why don't you give a little recap of her Instagram?
I think Britney's been living and loving every second of her life right now.
Yeah, she's so sick of Sam. She don't look like she misses him.
Yeah, she does not. She's out here in her little stripper pole every day posting. And she looks fantastic, I gotta say. And she looks happy, which is most important.
I would have a stripper pole in my mansion, wouldn't you? I would have probably a whole room just for fun. Sexual play. Wouldn't you? We would have to, like, have our own rooms. Or we would have to, like, put a sock on the door or something. And this room is in use. In our whistle away twerk mans.
Yep.
Right? We gotta have a sex dungeon.
A sex dungeon? Ooh. The Siren. And it's Britney Spears in her iconic bejeweled...
bodysuit.
Full body. It's not a bodysuit. Each jewel in the Toxic Music video, that she is wearing right now was glued individually onto her body. There was nothing under.
Oh, she was
she's
naked.
Completely naked. Correct.
That's hard.
I saw them making the video for this, and she was completely naked. They had to turn the cameras away because they needed to glue
it. Looks like a guy exploded his load right onto her entire body. Like,
that's disgusting.
Spin art.
Stop.
Like, spin art.
Don't do that.
Doesn't it look like it, though?
No.
Look, it's on her leg. It's on her...
Ew, stop.
Have you ever blew your load so hard that it exploded onto your face? Like, that type of height.
It's gone on the wall.
No, it hasn't.
Swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It, like, shoots?
It shoots and it scores.
Wow. What is that, after, like, waiting all day?
No, it could be any... Like, I know that after, like, a few times of, like, jerking the gherkin, sometimes it's just, like... barely anything, but...
But sometimes it shoots and
it
scores.
It shoots and scores.
Oh.
So let's move on to the fucking Oracle card, please.
Yeah, let's continue.
So the Siren. There she is, dripping in diamonds and at the height of her pop star power. Britney dazzled in the Toxic video wearing nothing but shimmering crystals. A nod to her iconic Oops, I Did It Again VMA look. Ooh, VMAs. Mm. Toxic and the album In The Zone signified a new dawn for Britney, a more mature, sexual, and independent moment for a star who continued to burn very, very brightly. As the Siren, Britney entices and enchants, knowing that everything she needs for her journey is within her. Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm.
This is exactly where Britney is headed.
I'm a good picker.
In the Britney notification of the week.
I'm a good picker.
So... Fun fact, In The Zone was the first Britney album I ever owned. It's the first Britney album I ever bought, and I had to hide it because I was so closeted in my own homophobia and so scared of
coming out. It was a different
out.
Time. It was a different time.
That,
but people like Britney and Madonna didn't want people like you to feel that
right,
way.
Right, right, right. But I've felt that way, there was nothing I could do about it.
It was
you know
society.
What I mean?
Fucking and, society back then.
But I grew up in a house where you could play music of any like gender. I was just so it was my own internalized homophobia. Like I was scared that anybody would even think I was gay. So
yeah.
I would hide.
And you were from Florida,
album.
Which is yeah. like South, and like the Southerners are scary.
But like yeah, if I was playing Britney Spears, my mom wouldn't question it.
Yeah.
It was myself. You know what I mean? Because my mom knew I liked Britney Spears, but it was, again, myself. Like,
and your mother
God forbid.
Would never judge you. At
right,
the
right, right.
ever. You know what I mean? So, like, that was just your own internal...
Yeah, internalized homophobia. But, yeah, In The Zone was my... At the time, my favorite Britney album.
Aww.
But it was also my first Britney album. And that's when, in this album... I'm experiencing puberty, and she's talking about like
becoming a
sexuality.
Woman.
Yeah.
So I'm not a girl yet, a woman.
No, that was in the Britney album called titled
Britney. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
One album before.
You know what I mean.
You're behind.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
But
like she's
she has
in that point
the
in her
touch
life.
Of my hand on this album, which is about masturbation, and she has the hookup.
Oh, that's a good song.
Which is about like going out to a club and getting hooking up with someone.
One night stand.
You know? Yeah. And she has Early Morning, where she wakes up and she's like, where the fuck am I? Like, literally, that's how
so
it starts.
Fun.
It's like, where am I? And she, like, goes home and
I
she's
love
like,
Britney.
Me too. I love this Britney era. Anyway, all right, so that was the Oracle card. And now Britney has someone new in her life. I don't think they're dating. I think she enjoys the company.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, she loves the... She enjoys the company of men in particular and always has.
Yeah, but she... The thing is that this guy used to work for Britney. I think they struck a friendship because he says Sam's a nice guy too. They caught him outside. The paparazzi caught him outside leaving court.
Why is he talking in the paps? Already a wrong red flag in my book.
Yeah, but it's has a right. He's a fucking human being. He has a right to talk to whoever the fuck he wants to talk to. He didn't say anything wrong.
So you don't think that there's anything going on between Brittany and him?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
There could be a friendship.
Friends with benefits.
They could be friends with benefits. There could be a relationship. We don't know.
Yeah.
But you last night were calling him the boyfriend. But we don't know that.
Yeah.
So stop misinforming
me. Just stop putting titles on things.
Brittany never wanted to get married in the first place to Sam. Brittany said, I never want to get married again. She said it. Mm-hmm. She said it. It came out of her mouth. I heard it. I was there. She said, I never want to get married again. This marriage was completely orchestrated.
I just feel like marriage is good for men.
And they're saying that. The whole wedding was a setup, and Drew Barrymore was in on it, and Selena Gomez was in on it, and Madonna was in on it.
Drew Barrymore! Yep. Drew's boobs, Drew!
Yep, they sure do. Down to the floor.
She's a bad person.
Yes. She is.
And so is Selena and her balloon face. And
her balloon face flying up to the sky.
Yo, are we mean?
No.
We're not mean people. No, we're honest. We're not
mean when you're doing that to Brittany. Ain't no such thing as mean.
You're right.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Paris Hilton and her mama, too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
With her crooked-ass face because she got all that plastic surgery.
Who, Kathy Hilton?
Yeah.
Stop. She's like our biggest fan on our story.
Well, you know what?
Kathy Hilton looks at our story
Kathy Hilton, time. What you did, shame on you. Trying to orchestrate this whole fucking thing. They're all in on it. They were all in on it to cover up this, like, fraud of a marriage.
That means Madonna, too.
Madonna, too. I told you I didn't trust her. I told you I didn't trust her.
Well, we got our topless videos, so come at us and we'll show you them.
Yeah.
Can you
for those them? That think it was a lie.
Wait,
you think I'm just out here spewing lies and shit?
Oh, no. You did send them to me.
I did.
I don't think I saved them. I gotta save it.
Oh. Whose fault is that? Yours. That's my new thing. I don't know. It came out of nowhere the other day.
That was beautiful. I would have that as like a text message ringtone.
Anyway,
every time I get a text, yours.
So the guy is talking to the Pap Smears, and he's like, "Oh, they're like, oh, how's Brittany?" He's like, "She's doing fine, she's doing great." They're like, "Are you her boyfriend?" He's like, "I don't know anything." They're like, "What's going on with the divorce?" He's like, "I don't know anything." They're like, "Do you hate Sam?" He's like, "I love Sam. Sam's a great guy." So.
Keeping it civil.
Cool and copacetic.
So we really didn't say much.
No. So, moving on. Brittany pays $40,000 a month in child support to Kevin Federline.
Currently. I thought that they wanted $40,000 as an increase.
No. They want an increase from the
$40,000. Yes. It.
They used to get paid $20,000. He wanted $60,000.
For both they children. Said,
for both children. So $20,000 each.
I think
it used
I could,
to be $20,000.
I think I could live off of $20,000 for a kid.
Per kid.
A month.
You
know, it's crazy because $40,000 annual is somebody's salary for a year.
Yeah.
I understand these kids have a certain lifestyle as Britney Spears' children live up to.
Well, no, Megan. You saw the house that they lived in.
I also saw that.
There was dog shit everywhere, and the grass was dead. It was just dust.
This deadbeat, Kevin Federline, why can't he do the yard work at least?
He doesn't want to get a job. He doesn't want to do anything.
But smoke weed and do nothing.
Yeah, we're going to smoke weed after this.
All right.
all right. So, he wants an increase. He's not going to get it. And Sean Preston turns 18 in a couple of weeks. And that means Brittany has to stop paying child support. But
I hear she wants to give it to the kids directly.
Well, hold on. He's still in school. So when he finishes high school in June of next year,
mm-hmm. That's when then it gets cut off.
It'll be cut off.
Sure, of course.
But she has no issue helping them directly.
Yeah, she just doesn't trust Kevin Federline. She doesn't want to give the money directly to him because what is he doing with this money? He has other children too, not even just these two kids. So is he using
Shar Jackson from Moesha?
Yeah, so he is using this money for them also, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. And you know what? Britney is no problem giving her children whatever her they children. Want. Her children, whatever they want. She wants, I don't think it's legal, but she wants to give the money directly to them.
Of course it's legal. It's legal to give the one until they turn 18. When they turn 18, she can give the money to them. But they're not, in the eyes of the law, an adult. So she has to give, unless they're emancipation of Mimi. She has to give the money to the guardian. If they're emancipated, that's a whole different story.
Emancipation Proclamation.
We literally gave two completely different references to the word emancipation. I said emancipation of Mimi, which is Mariah Carey's comeback album of 2007.
Emancipation, masturbation, proclamation.
Anyway.
History.
So... what's going on.
Those maracas in the background are Isaiah's roommate.
She likes to play with maracas sometimes.
It's true.
Alrighty, so I think that's all.
But wait. I wanted to say, a stranger stopped me on the street, Isaiah. I swear it has to do with Britney. Stranger stopped me on the street, and she, I guess, got a good whiff of me. And she went,
she's like, ooh, why does it smell like vinegar?
Salt and vinegar? She's like, no, she looked at me real fast, like her head whipped, and she looked at me right in the eyes and goes, are you wearing Fantasy?
Wow.
And I looked at her and I was like, Britney Spears Fantasy, of course I am. And she was like, oh, I love that smell, it's such a nostalgic smell, isn't it? And I was like, it sure is, I get compliments every day on it.
That's hilarious. She's like, it's such a nostalgic smell. Megan's like, yeah, sure is. And she just like bought it for the first time in her life. Like,
this is my second bottle, and it's the bigger size.
Wow.
I know.
You should get one of those atomizers.
I have one. Like, I don't know how to open it.
Oh, okay.
Because all the perfumes that you buy nowadays, you can't open the actual bottle and pour the product into something else. So I don't know how to get... I have one of those old-fashioned...
Atomizers.
Yeah, Rob got me one year because he thought I was dramatic like that and should have one. And I was like, great, where's the perfume to go with it? And he was like, And I was like, lame. You're going to just buy me the glass bottle and then no perfume?
So that's it for the booty notification of the week.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the...
Closing on trail. You got a closing on trail.
I sure do.
Ooh, look at you.
Do you got a closing on trail?
I sure do too.
All right, so I'll go first.
Okay.
So, a pig in Australia...
Why are we talking about Kevin Federline again? I thought we're done with the Britney notification of the week, huh?
All the fucking weird ass animals live in Australia. I don't get it.
I would never live in Australia. I know. First of all, they got tarantulas that are up on like the middle of the wall.
I know.
You could be sitting there snakes on the toilet.
Up your ass. I'm like, woo.
Yeah, like a rattlesnake will chomp on your balls while you're sitting on the toilet. Like, you could...
I didn't know I came here for a fun time.
Fucking forget it. I would never live in Australia. You couldn't pay me.
A pig in Australia, oh no, stole...
Buckets in.
...and drank 18 beers.
How does a pig fucking crack it open?
And then tried to fight a cow.
Get out of here.
Yes. Yep.
So a pig probably somehow tried to bit it. And then was able to suck out the liquid.
18 beers and got drunk and tried to fight a cow.
Wow, that's relatable for me on like a Tuesday. That was me last night watching the VMAs with you.
Oh, God.
I was the pig drinking the 18 beers.
Oh, so
drinks.
I was the cow.
And then I was fighting with you. Whipping you with my shirt.
You were giving me feet massages.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Multiple times.
That happened.
I posted it on the story.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, no.
And then I woke up this morning and I came to my senses.
You told me you weren't going to.
I didn't know I did, to be completely honest with you.
Guys, I'm exposed.
I woke up this morning and then I saw it and I was like, ooh, I should probably delete that.
Oh, my God. How many people saw it?
Not that many.
Thank God.
All right, my closing entree.
Get a little weird when me and Isaiah hang out. We drink too much.
Yeah. When we drink and we smoke and we got music playing and we're watching live performances.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
People will be here with us and we'll do it in front of people. Yeah. And people will
be
looking at us.
And they're just watching like in the corner scared.
Scared. Me and Isaiah are like
is this really
together.
Happening? And we're like, yeah.
And I got his like toes in between my fingers. Yeah. When I'm yeah, that happens.
Yeah. She cracked my toes last night.
Each before, and every one.
Before the lotion. And she's like, so where's the lotion, or am I just going to raw dog this?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You're like, so where's the lotion, or am I just going to raw dog these?
Yo, I get crazy.
But anyways. All right. So, and you got your closing entree?
Okay. So my closing entree is a little different from yours. So doctors had to do an intense surgery where they had to remove an 8-inch wire from like a teenager's penis. What was he trying to do? Sounding?
Probably.
You taught me that.
Yeah. If you don't know what sounding is, you guys, it's when you stick a metal object
into your pee hole.
Urethra. And you like
hit it. So it vibrates.
Yeah, inside of your pee hole. I've never done this.
And you can get sounding kits where you open up a box and they'll be
different sizes.
So you can
different metals.
Level up.
Yeah.
Level up.
Different metals, different
everything. Oh my god. So this kit was starting with like an 8-inch wire and didn't make it out. And the doc, he had to go to his mommy and daddy and be like, something's wrong with my penis. Yeah. And they had to surgically remove an 8-inch wire out of your he probably had to go under.
That's giving me like chills.
Did you ever have like any urge to like do anything unusual
than
beat your meat?
Never.
Like never felt like sticking it in an apple pie, like an American pie?
Never.
Like taking a fucking drill gun and attaching like a fucking fleshlight to it.
No.
You've never like thought about any like crazy things like that.
I'm very vanilla. Like I think the most.
You are vanilla.
The most thing I've ever done is probably like stick a shish kebab skewer in my pee hole. and on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.